1979.
Got this in pocket.
The year ESPN launched. Pink Floyd released The Wall. Superman became a movie. And WLER hits the air. Happy 40th. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This is our local music show, and we're excited to have you on board here tonight. This segment brought to you by Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. You've heard songs on this show that were recorded there. If you have music or know someone who does that needs recorded, get it to the Meat Locker. And you can get it on the Grassroots Show here on Sunday nights. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station 97.7. And from Shady Lady Productions, our friend Utah Burgess is here tonight. And we do begin the show here tonight. By the way, we have vocalist Chris Jameson coming up tonight. He was on The Voice show and was a runner-up a handful of years ago. And just dropped a brand new single on Friday and has a new EP that he'll be releasing in July. And we'll visit with him coming up and have some local music. But we do begin our show tonight with some heavy hearts. A dear friend of the local music scene has passed away, and we thought we would do something very special to kick off the show tonight. Utah, good evening.
How you doing, Bob?
We are getting through this, and we want to send our first condolences out to Jennifer Lynn Baker. Obviously, Jennifer, part of the Noble Hops band with you, Utah, and Rob. And, of course, we just lost Johnny Cat, Johnny Hendricks, who, my goodness, you go back to the old Lindora scene. He was a big part of that and has been a big part of a number of bands through the years. A very talented musician who was struck by an illness and was trying to beat that and unfortunately couldn't do so, and we lost him this week.
Yeah, he's been fighting it for a while, and just the way he fought it with his humility and his sense of humor intact, and just all the way up to the end, he was still just giving, and it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, one thing that I think carried him through many weeks that he was going through this were the responses people were giving him, the community, the music community, his friends. That kept him going, and I think that's something that we all can use as we move on and carry on Johnny Cat's legacy, and that's through the music that he helped to create and others helped to create and those that inspired him.
Yeah, there's not many forces on the planet that's as strong as music, and certainly he shared that bond with many people, and, you know, they had opened up their lives in their home to me and Don and our circle of friends. And any time we'd go over there, Rock Station was on, or, you know, and they listened to our show all the time and just huge supporters of just what everybody was doing in the scene. And, yeah, he's played in so many bands and with so many musicians. You know, he's had a major impact on everybody. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, and one thing through all of this as well, I got to watch what I consider one of the greatest love stories that I've ever seen. I mean, these two were really something else.
That's awesome. And, hey, to say he was a UFO fan, too, so there was a special plate in all of our hearts for that angle.
Well, he loved the UFO, no doubt about it. I remember we were sitting at Brewers Fest last year, and we just pulled out the old UFO catalog, and we were just sitting there and just listening to that kind of very nice, beautiful day at Cooper's Lake Camp.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we want to remember Johnny tonight. And back in December, Donnie Ozzo, who's been a past guest of this show and is a fine local musician in his own right, he hosts a open mic get-together at the Rock Ann Haven. And I think this is back in December. Jennifer Lynn and Johnny Cat were there and did a great collaboration that we're going to play you a sample of here tonight.
Yeah, it's really cool. This is it's not the complete song, unfortunately, but it was the best quality one I think that exists, because usually everybody's yapping in the background, and you can hear this one. And what's cool about this too, and shows even more of John's character, is this is a song called 16 Days, which was written by Jalen's other boyfriend Ryan Adams, and he'd still sing it. So
well, let's give it a listen and remember tonight, Johnny Cat Hendricks. Everybody knows him as Johnny Cat. And this is Jennifer Lynn Baker, John Henricks, and Jennifer together at the Rock Ann Haven.
Yep. Rock on, Cat.
I owe you an apology again. I got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. I can't sleep in a bed she fights. Sway back to your side. The ghost has got me running. And the ghost has got me running. The ghost has got me running. Oh, the ghost has got me running away from you.
We take you back to the Rock Ann Haven with that clip. That's Johnny Cat and Jennifer Lynn Baker together, and what they did for the open mic with Donny Ozo a while back. And we remember Johnny Cat Henricks rather fondly here tonight. And in fact, we dedicate this show tonight as we continue on and hear some great local music and forever in our hearts. And our deepest sympathy from the Grassroots family here to friends and family of Johnny Cat Henricks, and certainly for Jennifer Lynn Baker. Well, we continue on our show tonight, and I think one way we can honor Johnny is we all get together and have a little musical festival called the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground, presented by Woodman Life. And that's coming up very quickly, folks. As we said, just over a month away. Tickets are on sale. You can get your tickets, and don't forget about voting for the Grassy. We've got 13 songs up for the Grassy Award this year. You can vote at 977rocks.com, and then we're going to announce the winner of that out there at Cooper's Lake this year. So go to thebandjam.com and get all the information you need.
Yep, and before we get to the Band Jam, we have the next Rock Done Right tour stop, which will be the Big Butler Fair on Friday, June 28th, the opening night. It's a bike night. We're going to have the Clarks, and recent guests, the Borstal Boys, will be the opening act for that. So.
Yeah, and the bikes get in for $5. They're going to open the gates up for the bikes at 4 o'clock. The general gates get up open at 6 o'clock for the grandstand, that is. And your price to that show is the price of admission to the fair. What a deal that is.
Yeah, pretty much. And Rock Done Right tour stop, like we said, which means that's the Rock Station 97.7 presenting that show. So it's going to be a good time. You know you got to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Borstal Boys will take the stage around 7:30. The Clarks about 9 o'clock. What a way to kick off the Butler Fair, huh? Going to be a great, great night. So encourage folks to get out and check that out. So lots going on, and we're going to celebrate Johnny Cat through the music in the weeks and months ahead. And we're going to play a little Gene the Werewolf for you now to get us going and get us closer to the visit with Chris Jameson tonight. A song called Let It Loose from an album that he put out about a year ago.
All right. And speaking of the Band Jam and Cooper's Lake Campground, we got a new single from Cindy Cooper that she recorded with Clint Mackerel. And it's called Stay Right Here. This is a fun little song.
This reminds me of some old classic Carole King or something, doesn't it? Yeah. So let's give it a listen here tonight. And we appreciate you tuning in to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, even some darts and man can specials. They're located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, home of the 24-ounce man can drop-on in. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and stay open all day, and they welcome you in, especially if you're a local music fan, because they love local music. They've been sponsoring this show from day one.
Longest-running sponsor, so make sure you get down there and tell them thanks.
Yes, and have them put a man can on my tab for me. We have a gentleman named Chris Jameson joining us here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 in the Grassroots Show. You might recognize the name, or maybe you saw him on TV, because he was on season 7 of The Voice, where he was the second runner-up. Chris, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Good. We're honored to have you on the show here tonight.
Happy to be here.
And talk a little bit about a single that you just released and an EP coming out in July. And
yep.
You have your guitarist with you tonight, and that's Spencer Gear. Spencer, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome into the show tonight.
Thanks.
And we'll talk a little bit about the collaboration you have going on with him. But congratulations on a successful venture out into the world of NBC television.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What, season 7? Now, how long ago was that?
So season 7, that was in 2014.
Has it been
that crazy? Well, yeah, but they do 2 seasons a year. So right now they're on season 16, I think.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was only 4 years ago, but they're already
doubled it up.
So it's a pretty fast-moving machine. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a pretty crazy, weird, incredible experience, something that a kid from Pittsburgh did not anticipate doing when I was in high school or college or whatever. So
yeah. So give us a little background of yourself. Where you're from? Where did you go to school? And off.
So I'm from the North Hills area, Ross okay. Township.
Gotcha.
But my whole family grew up in Butler area, so they're all from here. I still have family that lives here. A majority of both my parents' family live up here, so we come up to Butler frequently. And yeah, I grew up and was really involved in a lot of musical theater stuff. There wasn't a whole lot of other performing opportunities besides doing musical theater. So I did all that I really could do with that. And then also probably when I was a freshman in high school, I started doing an open mic night at Borders on McKnight Road.
Okay.
And that was in the North Hills, and would go there. We'd play 2 or 3 songs, me and my sister. And that was really my first experience to sing songs that I wanted to, because everything else I did was based around musical theater. So that was my chance to try stuff out. And then I just was always messing around with recording at home and listening to different artists and singers and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And obviously you had that feeling that you wanted to perform. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I was my sister, I'm a triplet, so it's me and two girls. I have an older brother and a little sister.
Okay.
And they were always super involved in sports. And I tried that, realized that, you know what, maybe my talents are best suited for music. Maybe I shouldn't do the whole sports thing. So I did, went off and just started doing really the different performing groups and all that stuff. And that really got me, I don't think I ever really saw myself going further with musical theater stuff. And I honestly didn't see myself doing anything with music. My whole idea was I'll go to school, get a degree, get a 9-to-5, and then play at bars and restaurants on the weekend. That was essentially all that I planned on doing with music. It was never I'm going to be a superstar singer person.
Yeah.
And so this all, as far as the voice and then now kind of having that be what I do, it was unexpected and kind of a transition for me to wrap my head around the fact that this is actually, you're actually going to do it and not, just get a 9-to-5 and play at bars and restaurants.
So did NBC come in and it was one of their auditions were going to be in the Pittsburgh area and you decided to go for it? I mean, how did that
happen? So that's a weird So I went to college. It's kind of a little bit of a long story, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. I went to college at Capital University in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And I was involved in their sound recording program my freshman year. I later, my sophomore year, switched into business. But because I was in the music, they call it the music technology sound recording program, I was involved in this ensemble there where we essentially just did cover songs. Everyone else at the school was kind of classically trained. And this professor showed up my sophomore year and didn't know anybody and got this email from the voice casting department. I don't even know him that well to this day. But he didn't know anyone at the school because it was his first week, so he passed it along to the head of the sound recording department. He said, well, there's this kid named Chris who does like pop stuff. Everyone else is pretty much classical. Maybe he would want to do it. And so they forwarded me the email, and then I recorded a video at school, and it worked out because I had done the sound recording program my freshman year, so I had access to like all the studios and stuff. So I went in with a friend of mine, set up on a guitar, played three songs into a camera, and then sent it off, and that was kind of it. I didn't really expect anything in return. My girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, and my parents, both of our families were like, you should go audition for The Voice. I was like, I have no desire to do that. I tried American Idol, America's Got Talent, never got anywhere with it. I just didn't want to wait in the lines. And so when this opportunity came to do a video, I thought, I'll send this in. They'll be quiet now, and we can all go back to like living our life and not badger Chris about auditioning for The Voice. So,
and that's how it happened.
Yeah, and then it just kind of grew into something. So the way that the show worked is, I sent the video in. I went for a callback in Philly. I went for a callback in L.A., and then I went and did the blind auditions. And so then the show kind of started from there, and I had zero expectations going into it. Just was like, it'd be really cool. I can tell my friends, hey, I was on an episode of The Voice. Check it out. And then we'll also get back to living our life. but that obviously didn't. It turned out to be much more than I had anticipated.
Somebody turned their chair around on you.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah. Yes, they did.
That's awesome. Who was it?
All of them.
Oh, they all did?
They all did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I missed that episode. All of a sudden, there's a young man from the North Hills is on The Voice. All of a sudden, we started following it on our news.
And yeah, they had...
Wow.
It was... At the time, the coaches were Gwen Stefani, Pharrell Williams, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton.
Okay.
And so I had... the luxury of getting to choose between four different coaches.
How about that?
I don't know why anyone would ever be in that position to pick like between four superstar performers.
Yeah.
Like, who am I? But I went with Adam Levine from Maroon 5, and we went to the end.
And now this was a process where you get to sit down one-on-one and work on some things. How long of a process did this lead out for you to complete the show?
To complete the show. So I auditioned in October, went out for the blind auditions in May, then the show ended in December.
Okay.
So it was almost like a full year.
And you were so you really stuck that out.
For a majority of it, especially towards the end when the show goes live.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy because you're out there. They put you up in hotels and stuff, and it's for a 19-year-old kid. It's like
pretty awesome,
living luxurious life. Now there's people that have like kids and families and stuff, and it's a much different story for them. But for a young guy like me, it was a pretty cool opportunity. But it was crazy because my parents, they would fly out for the live shows. They'd fly out on Sunday. The show would air Monday. Results were Tuesday. They'd fly back to Pittsburgh Wednesday, and then if I continued on, they'd have to come back Sunday and continue on. So, I mean, and I made it to the very end, so they were doing that. I mean, it was a lot of travel, a lot of up and down and up and down. But, it was super cool.
That had to be a surreal experience, too, to just keep going on and on. And like, wow, this is really cool, the way this is playing out for me.
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, afterwards, I got home because I was 19, so I didn't. I went back to my parents' house in the North Hills. Like, we came home the day after the finale. I'm sitting there in my parents' living room just like, staring at the wall like, what in the world? All my siblings were all at school, my parents were at work, and I'm just at home like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? What do
awesome.
I do now?
That's truly awesome. Spencer Gear is with you here, and you guys have just kind of struck up this collaboration, but you've been working on an EP.
Yes.
Just released a single that we're going to hear here in just a moment. You guys are going to do live, but how did this collaboration come together?
So I reached out to a friend of mine named Claude, who is kind of like my music director now in Pittsburgh. For a long time, I played with a bunch of my well, they were my bandmates and friends from Columbus, Ohio, because that's where I went to school. Mm-hmm. That's where I met a lot of people in music and stuff. And so we had played together for a long time. They moved to L.A. And so for me, more conveniently, I wanted to have a group of guys that I could rely on to be, you know, in Pittsburgh. And it's a lot easier coordinating with people that are 20 minutes away rather than 3 hours away.
Yeah.
So I got in touch with Claude, who's my now music director, who then put together a band. Spencer is the guitarist of the band. And so I met him at a rehearsal that we did, and we've done a few things together now, but not like a ton of stuff. So he's super talented and makes it pretty easy for me to just jump on board, and all I gotta do is sing, and he takes care of everything.
And away you go. Has it been difficult getting into it, Spencer, for you, or is it just a matter of learning the songs? And
A matter of learning the songs, you know. Yeah, they're great songs. I don't know. So, yeah, Claude hit me up. He's like, hey, I know this guy, Chris Jameson. You know, here's the songs. Or maybe you sent me the songs. I don't remember. No, but, yeah, it was pretty easy getting into it, you know.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the band, I mean, I play with them all the time in other projects and other gigs and stuff. So we play together real well.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
It was easy.
Well, we've got a CD release party that we need to talk about. That'll be coming up next month. But let's give a listen to the single that you just released is called Go, and you guys are going to play that for us here right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. It's the Grassroots Show. It's Chris Jameson on vocals, Spencer Gear on the guitar right now on 97.7 FM.
Shake me inside, slowly losing control of my whole life. I'm a prisoner of my own mind. Things that used to be so easy, things I always knew were true. Now I'm second guessing everything. Got me feeling so confused. All I can do is trust what I've always known and let the other stuff go. All I can do is be who I'm meant to be. Don't gotta put on a show now. I may be broken and barely pull through, but all I will do is trust what I've always known. Ooh, let the other stuff. I gotta play it cool, blend in with the crowd. People always asking why I've never been around. Just put on a smile and walk up the house. Ooh, things that used to be so easy, things I always knew were true. Now I'm second guessing everything. Got me feeling so confused. All I can do is trust what I've always known and let the other stuff go. All I can do is be who I'm meant to be. Don't gotta put on a show now. I may be broken and barely pull through, but all I would do is trust what I've always known. Oh, different man staring back at me. All I can do is trust what I've always known and let the other stuff go. All I can do is be who I'm meant to be. Don't gotta put on a show now.
when we were in junior high. Gave her my heart for I could even decide. I learned what love was staring into her eyes. Harder to breathe for the first time. I just wanna wait, wait for a minute, just wait, wait for a minute now. Her eyes staring back at me, on my perfect remedy. When times, times that you're feeling low, she's all that I wanna know. I'm wishing I could relive memories. I'm chasing time, oh, wait for me. Baby, just wait. We drive that highway, see a smile on her face. No conversation, our hands fall into place. Feet up in the passenger seat, I'm wide awake watching her fall asleep. We take our time and just drive as slow as we can. Just wait for a minute, just wait, wait for a minute now. Her eyes staring back at me, on my perfect remedy. When times, times they are feeling low, she's all that I wanna know. I'm wishing I could relive memories. I'm chasing time, oh, wait for me. We're moving at the speed of light. I can't let go, it feels so right. Some ain't something we control, so I'll stay. Keep it for remembering. Just wait, wait for a minute now. Her eyes staring back at me, I'm my perfect remedy. When times, times they are feeling low, she's all that I wanna know. I'm wishing I could relive memories. I'm chasing time, oh, wait for me. Baby, just wait. Oh, hey, hey.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, brought to you by Bros's Superette, Butler's best hot sausage, full line of smoked beef sticks, various cuts of steaks, deli meats, cheeses, high on the hill, right on the price there at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler. Visiting with Chris Jameson and his guitarist Spencer Gear, we just heard a song called Wait. Give us a little background of that song, if you would.
So that one was the last one that we finished up on the project. It took the longest to kind of write. And really, it just kind of tells a story. It's, I guess, cheesy in a sense, but it tells a story of me and my wife. We've been together since we were 13. And so I just kind of went through that and talked about, as far as, like, looking back on memories and trying to, you know, we've been together for now almost 11 years, married for two of them. And sometimes, you know, as life continues on, especially with an experience like The Voice, and she was there for that, and things feel like they move so quickly at times, and sometimes you just want to kind of hit the pause button, take it all in, and go back and relive some of those cool memories. So that was where the song came from. For some reason, though, like I said at the beginning, it took me a long time to figure out how to write it. The day I went in to record the vocals was kind of the day that I finished writing it, because I figured I'm going to give myself some pressure, go in there to record and know that when I leave here, it has to be done. And so worked out.
That's awesome. It's a great song.
Thank you.
And did you write all of the songs that are on the EP?
Yeah, so between myself and then I had a friend of mine, Jesse De Niro, who helped kind of produce the whole project with me. He did some writing on it as well. One of the songs he pretty much wrote entirely. The other three, I did two of them, and then we collaborated on one. And even his two, it was a very like collaborative process, which was nice. He's also from Pittsburgh. That's kind of my that was my big thing when I came back from The Voice. Was I enjoyed LA, but I knew that that wouldn't be like where I didn't want to set up shop there. I'm just it's not my speed. I'm more of like an easygoing, kind of laid back kind of guy, and everyone's seems like they're after something out in LA. So I wanted to come back to Pittsburgh, and it just so happened that there was this label, the Vault Records, that opened up in Neville Island, okay. which is like 10 minutes from my house. So it kind of a lot of things fell into place that allowed me to find, and then the band, as far as Spencer and stuff is concerned, having guys in a group in Pittsburgh and kind of have this be home base for myself, my family. I want my kids to grow up in Pittsburgh, and so I don't know if we'll move anywhere. Maybe Nashville. That's the one place that does look pretty appealing that I would consider, but for now it's Pittsburgh.
That's awesome. Yeah. And Spencer, I mean, for you guys not being together for an extended period of time, I mean, it seems like you got a nice vibe going on between you two. I mean, you know, the way you felt the guitar on that and the way he's singing it, I mean, it seems yeah. like this is an interesting collaboration that happened very quickly but has worked out very positively.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I think we just kind of naturally mesh, you know.
Yeah,
you can see it and hear it. You really could.
Yeah,
and he went, where did you go? You went to Duquesne for...
I did. I went to Duquesne University for music. Yeah. Okay.
For jazz guitar?
For jazz guitar, yeah.
And yeah, I can hear a little bit of the jazz on the Martin.
So there. He's a pretty decent guitar player to begin with. So. Yeah, well,
and that shows right yeah. there. I mean, we were impressed to come in. I mean, we put everybody on the hot seat here and tell yeah. you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, be on your best, you know.
Yep.
And you pulled that off. So, and Spencer, you played in the music scene around here a bit, or?
Yeah, around Pittsburgh for the past, I don't know, 10 years or so. So I play in different bands that go on the road and stuff, and then I play all the time in town at different clubs or bars or, you know, random gigs.
Yeah.
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 But then, you know, I think I'm actually booked a lot with Chris this summer, so it's going to be one of the main projects this summer.
That's awesome.
So I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
That's awesome. And you know, to pick up the material, I mean, obviously this is something Chris has been working on for a while, and then, you know, for you guys to... Just in the last, what, month or so, he yeah. said, you know, this has happened pretty quickly. So to have that feel, and it's some great music. We heard Go and Wait so far. Again, we're visiting with Chris Jameson. He's from the Pittsburgh area. You maybe spotted him on The Voice a few years ago. Got an EP coming out, just released the single Go, but you have a big release show coming up. And it, ironically, is at the very first, the place that was the very first Rock Done Right tour stop for this collaboration years ago. That seems like a while ago now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Was that 2015, maybe?
I think it was 2016.
2016, yeah. But you're going to the Strand Theater
yeah.
and have your CD release party in July.
Yep. Yeah, we did a show there last... I did a show there in last August. And going in there, I went to see the venue once before the show, and I just thought it was beautiful. It was a nice, like... I like intimate shows. I kind of want it to be more of a conversation rather than a performance where, you know, we can talk about the stories from the songs and just in general just communicate with the audience more easily. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw the venue, I was like, oh, this is perfect. It looks like it's kind of brand new and newly renovated and beautiful space and sounds really great in there. That was one thing I was also nervous about, which I told the Ron at the theater.
Ron Carter.
Yeah, I'd said it. Just recently, when I walked in there, I was like, oh, this room is really narrow. I don't want it to be, like, too loud. I'm nervous it's going to just, you know. Because it's really cool because it shows it's funny. I'll have, like, instead of parents coming and dropping their kids off, I'll have younger kids there. I'll have their parents there. And then I have their grandparents there, too, as well. So it's like a family affair, which is super awesome because that's kind of what I want. I don't want it to be something that, like, parents feel like they got to drop their kids off and come back to. I want everyone to kind of hang out and yeah. have a good time together. So, but the theater, as far as the show in August, it sounded beautiful in there, and it was just a really great experience. Again, very intimate and very conversational, and so we wanted to, I wanted to do it again in July, July 13th.
July 13th,
yeah.
Which will be a Saturday, the Strand Theater in Zillianople, the EP release party.
Yeah, tickets are available, so grab them while you can.
Are they going through the Strand website?
Yep.
Strandtheater.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, yeah, it's such an intimate, and it's such a for a small place, the sound down there is just magical. It is a great place to see a show.
Yeah.
So the folks will be able to get the EP that night. Do you have social media or anything people can follow you on?
Yeah, all that social media stuff, it's at I Am Chris Jameson. It's not just Chris Jameson because there's another singer-songwriter named Chris Jameson in Texas, so he stole all my handles, which is fine. Not a big deal. I'm not bitter about it at all.
Yeah.
but no, I had to go with at I Am Chris Jameson. So that's across all social media platforms. You can find links and all that good stuff there.
And follow where you're going to be, the other shows that you have planned for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's on my website. IamChrisJameson.com.
All right. And great sounding stuff, Chris. Congratulations on this. It sounds fantastic, and the collaboration you're doing with Spencer. Spencer, great job.
Thank you.
Some fantastic music. You guys are going to play another one live here called Coffee in the Morning.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play one of the cuts from the album called Movie coming up. But give us a little teaser on Coffee in the Morning, what that song's about.
So that was about, I wrote that for my wedding, actually. I had just watched, I was watching the TV show This Is Us, which is on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. And one of the people, one of the characters said a line about something about bringing his wife coffee in the morning. I love coffee. I love my wife. So I was like, let's combine these two worlds together and see if there's a song there. And so I sat down to write it and played it at the reception of my wedding.
Oh, wow.
But it was a fun, it's just a fun song, kind of a different take on like a, instead of it being just like a lovey-dovey thing, kind of to have another angle to it and talk about, you know, again, one of my favorite things, which is coffee and my wife. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then Movie. What's Movie about?
Movie's kind of just mainly about, I don't want to say taking control of my life, but kind of like the chorus, I play the lead in my own movie. I memorized all of the parts. Kind of about just like, I feel like on The Voice a lot of times, because I was young, I didn't speak up a whole lot. I didn't let my voice be known because I was in a position where I just thought, you know, I don't want to say anything that screws this up. I don't want to mess this opportunity up. So I'm just going to be quiet, say yes, be the yes man. Everything's good. So it took me a while after the show to like to start to feel confident enough to use my own voice to say, okay, I know enough about what I want and how I want to sound and look and all this stuff. And so that's essentially what the song talks about. It's about me kind of just taking the lead part in the movie that is, I guess, my life.
Your life.
Everyone's got their own movie, and just, yeah.
Well, we wish you the best in the future. We appreciate you sharing your story with us here on the Grassroots Show and with the Rock Station 97.7. And again, folks, Strand Theater, July 13th. Check them out.
Yeah.
Chris Jameson releasing that EP. What's the name of the EP?
Puzzle Pieces.
Puzzle Pieces.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Spencer Gehr, appreciate the sharing your talents here with us today as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Chris Jameson, here it is, live on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
I'll bring you coffee in the morning, even if we're in a fight. Hold your hand when you are worried, whisper, it'll be alright. Fix whatever becomes broken, I'm not that handy, but I'll try. We'll get old, life make it boring, but I'll always bring you coffee in the morning. Was it really that long ago when your eyes met mine? Later we realized this was more than just a fling, something that's lasting longer than the springtime. 3 months turned into years, spent some away at college, almost lost you to the beers, saying sorry, please forgive me. I was young and dumb and naive. We built up together, we've built our own lives. From now till forever, as long as love is a sunrise, I'll bring you coffee in the morning,
even if we're in a fight. Hold your hand when you are worried. Whisper, it'll be alright. Fix whatever becomes broken. I'm not that handy, but I'll try. We'll get old, life make it boring, but always bring you coffee in the morning. Some days will be harder to get through. Our kids will run around, the house will feel more like a zoo. They'll be driving you crazy. You'll probably do a lot of praying, but I'll make sure that every single week we take some time for us and just escape reality. Won't stop dating cause we're married. These feelings I got can't be buried. Some mornings we'll wake up and a smile may be hard to fade. That won't get in the way of this promise that I've made. I'll bring you coffee in the morning, even if we're in a fight. Hold your hand when you are worried. Whisper, it'll be alright. Fix whatever becomes broken. I'm not that handy, but I'll try. We'll get old, life make it boring, but I'll always bring you coffee in the morning. Oh, oh, baby, I'ma bring you coffee in the morning. Oh, babe, I'm gonna bring you coffee in the morning. Babe, I'm gonna bring you coffee in the morning. We'll get old, life make it boring, but I'll always bring you coffee in the morning. Can't seem to find the words to say. Having arguments inside my brain keep reducing every single step I take. Can I make a living on my own? Don't got a hit song on the radio. Wish that I could look into a telescope. I play the lead in my own movie. I memorize all of the parts. Have no control of where the story goes. Been playing catch up from the start. I play the tape back I recorded, so I can see it all worked out. I play the lead in my own movie. I play the lead in my own. I've got problems that I can't escape. Conversations that are hard to make. Need to feel the rain and step out from the shade. My voice I'm learning how to use. Instead of saying other people's views, it's okay if they don't all agree with you. Memorize all of the parts. Have no control of where the story goes. Been playing catch up from the start. I play the tape back I recorded, so I can see it all worked out. I play the lead in my own movie. I play the lead in my own movie. I found out who it was.
found help. I found help from above. I found out. I found out who it was. I found help. I found help from above.
It's finally time for you to plan that amazing summer cookout. Who would be better to stock up from than Bros' Superette? Load up on frozen burger patties, kielbasa, and hot dogs along with some of their delicious deli items. There are plenty to choose from, like coleslaw, potato salad, linguine, and a whole lot more. So stop by to grab everything you'll need for your summer cookout. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 4 at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler. High on the hill, right on the price is Bros' Superette.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We really appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate the support of local musicians, too, and I hope you'll get out and about. And whenever you hear some of the bands that are playing, get out and see them. Get out and support these guys because and gals because there's some incredible, incredible musicians. And great sample of that, Chris Jameson. How about that voice? Great to hear from him, and excited to hear that whole new EP that he'll be releasing in July, and the first single called Go. What a talented voice, huh?
Yeah, that was fun, yeah.
And Spencer.
Yep.
Pretty significant guitar work from Spencer Gear as well. So, hey, don't forget, right now, as you're sitting there and you're listening in, go to 977rocks.com. You can hop on our website and vote for the Grassy. There are 13 nominees, and you can cast your vote once a day. Each day, right through June 30th, so let your voice be heard. Ironically, as we talk about Chris Jameson and The Voice, you can let your vote be cast and be at the band jam to find out who wins it. Will we have, for the seventh straight year, the winner be at our band jam? Because that's played out, and that's out of our control. This is up to the listeners out there to set the tone on this. And we've had, ironically, the winning act out of the band jam, and we've been able to surprise them. But, you know, only half are nominated on both sides of that. You know, half that are nominated won't be there. The other half are. So you got a 50-50 shot. But
that's been pretty typical. I mean, usually it's only about half the field is on the band jam thing. So, yeah, we have been lucky. I don't know what we're going to do if they're not there. We'll have to figure that out.
Play it by ear.
We'll hire one of them planes to fly over, pulling a banner, and it'll have the name on there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that might be kind of fun, too, because, you know, we've had some fun with the bands that are there. And, of course, there are multiple bands that are going to be there that are nominated that aren't going to win. But nobody knows that until the moment happens. So now, if it doesn't happen all weekend, you know, we got to pull off some kind of another surprise, I guess. So, you know, show up at their house at midnight or something.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget as well, coming up, Big Butler Fair. The kickoff day is Friday the 28th of this month. And the Clarks with the Borstal Boys. So be sure you're there. And that'll be a great show. It's a bike night as well, so I encourage you to get out to the Big Butler Fair for that. And don't forget to get those tickets for the Band Jam 20X, the weekend of July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. And the cool part of this is you can come and go. If you're not staying for the weekend, which is a separate cost through Cooper's Lake Campground, it's a $20 ticket admission. You're going to get an armband. You put that on, you can come and go as you please. If you have, you know, I know a lot of people now, you know, it seems like there's a lot of weddings going on, but, you know, there's family reunions or there's graduation parties that people got to get to. This, the cool part of that is you can come and go, and you might miss a couple of acts, unfortunately, but you can still fit that in for your entire weekend and be a part of the band jam.
Yeah, it's just, it's too affordable, a buck a band.
Yeah.
Bring the family. It's a family event, and we want to thank Woodman Life also for stepping up this year and presenting the band jam for us, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and other sponsors who include the return of our local McDonald's restaurants. They're our stage sponsor this year, Aqua Solutions, Mark Regis State Farm, Bauman Auto Repair, also, of course, Cooper's Lake and Lamatt Productions who joined with us. With the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions to make the event happen. Cummings Candy and Coffee, and of course, don't forget, Barry's Route 68 location. They've got live acoustic music usually every Friday night, so be sure to check them out. And again, Standing Strong for Generations Woodman Life, main sponsor this year of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Again, that's July 12th and 13th. Don't forget Ram Automotive, just south of Butler as well. Going to wrap up the show tonight with... Well, maybe the band that is getting the most requests of the last couple of weeks here, and hey, good work. I mean, when a band is spreading the word of how to get stuff on the radio and their people take advantage of it, it gets them on the radio, and that's what's going to happen tonight for the Stage of Dreams. Played them a while back. They're a band out of Youngstown, have some connections to this area. I was just, another friend of mine hit me up literally this morning when we were putting this together. Hey, did you check out this band, Stage of Dreams? They've got this rock opera project going on, and a whole bunch of folks were requesting the song Killer in My Dreams. So, hey, guess what? It worked. At grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, you made your voice heard, and you're getting it on the air tonight.
All right, cool. And I think we'll take the show out with another performer who will be at the Band Jam. I was playing the U.S. Military Vets MC ride here a weekend or so ago, and I had local music playing, as I usually do at my shows. I'll have local music going. And this guy just comes up to me while the song was playing. He goes, who is this? What is this song? And I told him who it was, and he just said, you know, sometimes you just hear a song, and it just makes you stop in your tracks and listen. And this guy was so struck by this song that I'm like, well, I got to throw it on then. And that's Sophie Lockhart and her song All Along.
All right. And you know, I wanted to bring this up, and I'm glad you did. Very connected to that. Have our sister station, we have NASCAR on WBUT. And a local listener who participates in our NASCAR fantasy game saw a picture about a month ago of NASCAR driver Kyle Larson. And he had visited the Paris Island Marine Inductions area, you know, where the troops are located. And they had a picture of him taken on the yellow footprints. And he sent me an email with that picture saying, oh, this was cool. And you know what it made me think of first? The song Yellow Footprints by Dinner Bell Road. I thought, that is really cool. Because, well, we're playing them on WBUT too. So similar connections there. How about that?
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's it. Local music. It works. Check it out. That's why we're here for more than 6 months anyway, 7 o'clock Sunday nights. And we'll do it again next week right here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by The Rock Station and Shady Lady Productions.
Shadow in said, won't you come along with me here amongst the kindred souls and all the friends. Your prayers just hit the ceiling. Keep coming back like a boomerang. I promise hardship ends in healing. My love is greater than your pain. You keep on throwing tiny pebbles, trying to knock down that old brick wall. I promise you the dust will settle, and I'll be right there when it falls. Oh, child, keep pressing on, keep walking, I won't steer wrong. Keep trusting when you're weak, oh, I'll help you be strong. Oh, child, don't be afraid. This valley's one step of the way. On your journey, someday you will make sense of it all. And you will see I've been with you all along. You will see I've been with you all along. You think you're blindly walking through this, just like a never-ending maze. I promise I know what I'm doing. Give me your hands, I'll lead the way. Oh, child, keep pressing on, keep walking. I won't steer you wrong. Keep trusting when you're weak. Oh, I'll help you be strong. Now you're coming to me empty-handed, asking me which way to go. Well, I've been waiting for your heart to open so I can shower you with love in a way that you have never known. Oh, child, keep pressing on, keep walking. I won't steer you wrong. Keep trusting when you're weak. Oh, I'll help you be strong. Oh, child, don't be afraid. This valley's one step of the way. On your journey, someday you will make sense of it all. Oh, child, keep pressing on, keep walking. I won't steer you wrong. Keep trusting when you're weak. Oh, I'll help you be strong. Oh, child, don't be afraid. This valley's one step of the way. On your journey, someday sense of it all. And you will see I've been with you all along. You will see I've been with you all along. You will see I've been with you all along.
Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Will you bother me? The best of you.
Nike.
The Rock Station.
Lullabies, look in your eyes, run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Rock Station, 97.7. Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
And it's kind of warm.
Father's Day is June 16th, and the marketing department here at The Rock Station 97.7 just handed me a contest that I think really blows.
And blends, Klein.
You see, my boss and I have a difference of opinion on what we should name this contest. Go to the website 977rocks.com and get entered up with The Rock Station's blows.
Blends.
And Glenn's Father's Day contest. And her dad to win an Echo leaf blower. And also a Ninja Professional Blender from Ace Hardware in Butler. So whether your dad likes to work outside or your dad likes to blend it up on the inside, we've got you covered. The Rock Station, this contest blows.
Glenn's, Klein.
And Glenn's. Contest. 977rocks.com. Entries taken all the way up till June 13th. The Rock Station 97.7. This contest blows.
Blends.
And blends. From Ace Hardware, Butler, and The Rock Station 97.7.
Klein.
Looking for a new career? You probably want a full-time position with fair pay and benefits. The opportunity for advancement and a company with a stable future. Then think JSP. Local manufacturer JSP checks off all of those boxes. JSP needs molding team and resins team members, and they just increased their starting rates to $13 per hour. Why JSP? Benefits include an affordable health care coverage, a generous 401k plan with match, paid time off the first year, and holiday pay after 30 days. At JSP, you will work in a clean, safe working environment. JSP is a leading global manufacturer with 7 plants in the United States, including one in East Butler. To apply for the JSP molding or resins team member jobs, text the letters JSP to the number 31996 or stop by the JSP office located at 150 East Brook Lane in East Butler from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 weekdays. Apply soon to start your new career at JSP.
Do you know where your mattress came from? If your mattress is from the original mattress factory, you can rest easy knowing that your mattress was hand-built right here in Pittsburgh. And every original mattress factory mattress features American-made materials, from our supportive inner springs to cotton padding to our shock-absorbing box springs. You can even stop by our factory to take a tour and see our team make your mattress. Can the other guys say that? That is the original mattress factory difference. Visit us at originalmattress.com.
Play some music.
You guys ready?
Let's begin.
Here we go.
Now?
Yes.
Now.
The Rock Station 97.7.